Okay. So as I was saying, let's see, I want to turn it on. Recording, yeah, okay. We're just going to talk in a more philosophical tone about your whole experience on becoming a scientist. Why did you decide to become a scientist? Do you have any understanding as to what it was that drove you to that type of a career?
I never thought I would become a scientist. Never even crossed my mind. But it gradually happened. I saw that I enjoy science, that there's so many things that are interesting, and rather than reading about them in the newspaper, I wanted to do it myself. And the more I did it, the more I liked it. So there is a certain joy when you succeed in discovering something. It's a very special thing.
So it's like the first time that anyone has ever seen this particular phenomenon, and that's a special feeling.
Yes, there's a special feeling. In fact, the feeling is not that you suddenly will be impress others, but you felt good that you discovered something that is interesting, that nobody had known about before. So that I found very exhilarating. And also that you liked to work. I never disliked to work because it was so interesting. And even if something broke and we had to fix it, I kind of wouldn't get upset about it, knowing we're gonna get it done.
What advice would you give to a young person who's thinking about becoming a scientist?
The advice that I would give him is to try. Some may think that they would do very well, but they might not do so well. So, just see how it will go. And, for instance, I had thought I'd never be a scientist, and it went in such a way that it was the opposite, that actually I managed to not only be, but enjoy it.
During your career, there's been a change, I think, in the number of women in science. And I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts or comments about women being scientists.
Well, this is a very delicate question. And is it one to be sincere or is one to be a diplomat, if a diplomat, to say? And of course, one always has Madame Curie, say, as a very famous scientist. I personally think that men are much better in science. I mean, this may sound like an insult, but it's a fact. It's an overwhelming fact. That doesn't mean that I look down on women. Quite the opposite. But just that particular area is not well suited to them.
Mm-hmm. You've gotten to your point in your career by being mentored by different individuals with time. Is there any one person who advised or helped or mentored you that is did a particularly good job, and why was that mentoring so useful to you?
I wouldn't say that it came from outside, that somebody encouraged me. It just grew by itself. Mm-hmm. In fact, initially I thought I might not be good at it. But it turned out that I did well. I was surprised myself that I can do that.
In the process of your career as an academic, you've mentored a large number of different individuals in their scientific careers. What is the guiding principle that you use when you're advising young people who are in your lab as how to proceed in their careers?
I always treated the young men that came to work with me as equals and as friends. I try to enjoy being together. And I would say that better, like 80%, we got very well along. We did not specifically discuss whether they would be a good scientist or not, but we were friends and we were attacking the same problem. So there was a certain camaraderie there. We were together trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Science, like most other areas, there's a certain amount of competition in it between individuals and groups working on problems, trying to, one perhaps trying to get ahead of the other or get more information faster. What do you think? Do you think that competition between people and groups is a good thing for science?
In my career, I don't remember such a competition. In a sense, I had my area. I think, yes, there was a competition now that I it was a different instrument. I mean, that's the Fourier transform. Fortunately, the conditions of what we were measuring were very different, and so there was place for both groups, what we did and what they did. So I don't think that I ever felt jealousy about it. I thought we're doing fine, and they're doing fine. That's all.
You've had a fairly long career in the field, and I'm just curious if there's any significant changes. What are the most significant changes in mass spec from when you started to the end of your career?
I would say, to my view, a big change, and the interesting field is now into biochemistry. And one might even think mass spectrometer is not all that suited, but from colleagues that I have, in fact, former student of mine, they found that they can do very useful experiments into the advancement of biochemistry.
So, finally, what do you consider to be the future of mass spec?
That's hard to say. I see no reason why it will not continue. What one may question is whether it will continue to expand. It is possible that there would be improvement, but not most significant improvement. So there might be not the rapid growth that occurred in the early days. It would become somewhat more routine then.
Very good. Well, if you don't have any other comments to make.
Sorry?
I say if you have no other comments to make, then.
That's fine.
Okay, thanks. All right. Looks like we.
Well, somebody's listening to what I said. That's some fun.
Have no fear.
Yeah.